What do we know at this point about why toddlers and other young children are being affected so much this year as compared to previous years?
When you think about mycoplasma, typically we see that about every 3 to 5 years, there's a cyclical increase in cases. So normally, no matter what happens, every 3 to 5 years, you see a rise. We really didn't see that rise that we expected during the COVID pandemic. So I think right now, because we have probably a higher number of susceptible people, you tend to see that there's a lot of higher cases of severe illness, which is why we're seeing it a lot in the toddler population, along with the classical school age population, which is usually the population that is most severely affected.
How contagious is this?
It is pretty contagious. The best way we look at this as far as the contagiousness is when you look at how it affects families. And if it enters a family, you actually expect that about 80% of the other kids in the family are going to get sick. About 40% of the adults are going to get sick. And probably, all of us classically will get this probably 3 times in our lifetime. One time during our childhood, one time when we're adults, whether our 20s, 30s, 40s, and then probably one time when we're elderly.